Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Baseball, America's game.
One of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad Blood, a score to settle. Controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
It's the amazing Rico Bronya podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
All right, welcome to Rico Bronya. No pleasantries, no how are you, because we all suck right now. This team sucks. This offense sucks. Never in my wildest negative fantasies did I think they would get embarrassed and swept by the Chicago Cubs. And I have tried all year long, I think because of this team and how they've played, I've tried to remain positive, and I've tried to remain with an even keel. But after you watch this dog crap performance over 3 days against garbage pitching, that's the thing that I fume the most about. They got shut down by crap pitching. It started from day one. It continued in day three. I'm not even going to spend that much time bitching about David Peterson, because here's the truth. As bad as David Peterson was, walking the first three batters, giving up the RBI double, giving up another RBI double, the Met bullpen, which has been much maligned, we've ripped the Met bullpen all year, did a tremendous job of keeping them in the game. And quite frankly, when you're facing Drew Smyly and Eric Yeoman, whoever the hell that is, and Rowan Wick and Michael Rucker and Mark Leiter's son, Mark Leiter Jr., how the hell do you score three runs? Someone's got to explain that one to me. So this entire series, from beginning to end, it's not about Chris Bassitt crapping the bed in game one. It's not about David Peterson really proving over his last few starts he don't belong here anymore. It's not even about that. It's about the fact that somehow this lineup, top to bottom, other than a couple of meaningless home runs late, which they made an art form of this week, this lineup got shut down by crap pitching. And when they got beat by the Nationals 2 weeks ago, I remained calm because I was being rational. I was looking at the fact that, hey, they finally lost a series to a bad team. It was bound to happen. But what we've watched over the last week, that's not bound to happen. You should not be losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Oh, they won 2 out of 3. Shut up. That first game was a joke. They won 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. Give me a break. The first game, why not win all of these games? Why not beat them all? And then what has happened over the last 3 days in front of putrid crowds? I mean, I'll be honest about that. I'm not going to spend that much time bashing Met fans, but what the hell kind of crowds were that the last 3 nights? Horrible crowds, but whatever. You guys were smart for not going. I was the schmuck going there for 2 out of 3 games to watch this. But from top to bottom, this offense sucked. You want to name the culprits? I'll name all of them. Let's start with Brandon Nimmo. I don't understand why, and I made this comment before the opener of this series to my dad, before Brandon Nimmo did a damn thing, because he hit on the road, remember? Got hot on the road. Had a big Sunday. Great. Yippity-doo-dah. I say to my dad, how come this guy can't hit at home? What's the deal with that? How come the splits are so, he's a better road player than he is a home player. How come? My dad's like, it's probably just a coincidence. Then he walks into Citi Field for 3 days and does nothing in big spots like the seventh inning of the finale of this series. Two on, two out, and he taps one 6 feet in front of the mound. He's swinging in mid. Oh, but he's giving you long at-bats. Great, he's giving us long at-bats. He's not producing. Brandon Nimmo did nothing in this series. Other than a meaningless home run by Lindor, nothing in this series. Mark Vientos looks overmatched by major league pitching. Darren Ruff finally had a hit. Let's have a celebration. Daniel Vogelbach's just a fat guy. That's all he is right now. Top to bottom, this offense has sucked. And I'd love to tell you, don't worry, it's going to get better. Don't worry, it's going to turn around. But I think tonight and this morning, my old Met DNA is coming out. All of our Met DNA is coming out. Panic City is coming out. Collapses of 07 and 08 are coming out. Because what are you supposed to say over the last week and a half? This was supposed to be the stretch of games where you were supposed to beat up on bad teams. 16 games against horrific opponents. Well, they've played 12 of them, and they're 5-7. 5-7! Even if they sweep the Pirates, which I wouldn't have any confidence in, we'd be disappointed with 9-7. And thanks to the grace of the baseball gods, the Atlanta Braves have finally cooled off. That's great. I'm thrilled. Because if they hadn't cooled off, this team would be 3 games out in this division, and I think we'd be declaring it over. And truthfully, the only reason we're not declaring it over is because the Braves finally did get slowed down. So despite this garbage we've watched, the Mets are essentially tied for first place. And that's where they are. They're not a half game up. They're tied for first place. But I can't rely on the Atlanta Braves to continue to struggle. And look, the Braves, you could even give them an excuse. It was on the road. It was against quality opponents, who they've actually struggled against all year long, if we're being honest. And the Braves were bound to cool off. They were bound to have a stretch of games where they struggled. This was not bound to happen for the Mets. I mean, just pathetic. From top to bottom, pathetic. So if you're looking for positivity, maybe by the end of the podcast, I'll convince myself to be positive. But right now, why would I be positive? What am I going to give you on? Based on what they did in April and May and June and July and maybe the Dodgers series, which feels like 6 months ago now. I'm looking at what we've watched recently, and I know the cliche, and it's a true cliche. You're never as bad as you are when you're doing badly. You're never as good as you are when you're playing well. I think the Yankees have been the absolute proof of that in 2022. Because when they've been bad, they're terrible. When they've been good, they're the 98 Yankees. We have not experienced a year like that. Because the Mets' model in 2022 has been consistency. There hasn't even been an amazing stretch, really. It's been mostly good. Win series, good, move along. Win a series, move along. There hasn't been extreme stretches. Against these opponents, this is an extreme stretch. And I don't know what to do with myself. Because the DNA in me, the DNA in Hoff, is going to tell us the end is near. Not that they're going to miss the playoffs, and I'm missing the playoffs. But it would feel like not winning this division, especially because of who they're losing to. It would feel like a collapse. Now, look, game one wild card series will all be pumped up and ready to go, but a massive, massive disappointment. And then the other thing that's happening is we're losing the trust in this team. I've maintained the trust. I trust this team. They've earned that from us. Well, they're losing it. They banked in a lot of trust, and over the last 3 days against the Cubs, because as disappointing as winning 2 out of 3 was against Miami and 2 out of 3 against Pittsburgh was, they still won the series. You could at least walk away, as disappointing as it was, and it was, losing the opener of both of those series. They won a series, you move on. They just got swept by the Chicago Cubs. Look at this rotation they just got beat down by. Javier Assad. They can't touch Javier Assad. They can't touch Adrian Sampson. I know Drew Smyly is a quality major leaguer. I don't want to pick on him necessarily, but how about the bullpen tonight? Or in game three, whenever you're listening. I'm recording this right after the game. That's probably why I'm extra angry. Look at this bullpen you got shut down by. How many goddamn double plays did they ground into over the last week? How many times? That Lindor one mate just drove me nuts. Eighth inning, you're creeping back into the game. You get a leadoff hit by Mark Canna. I don't know. Maybe you'll hit Michael Mother Rucker. And instead, Lindor bounces into a double play. The hell is this garbage? How you feeling, Pete? You feeling all right? You all right over there?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm not feeling great. I'm not going to lie. But I'm not as down as you are. I won't. And you know why? Because I read a stat that it gives me some hope. Mets are the only team in the divisional era of 1969 to get swept at home while 35-plus games over 500 against a team 20-plus games under 500. Now, that's not great. Last team to suffer such a sweep, Detroit Tigers, in the final three games of the 1968 regular season. And they won the World Series. Bingo. Let's go. And that's how we make it positive.
The positive that I had tonight, and I think they mentioned it on the broadcast, was... Hey, the last time they gave up six runs in the first inning was against the Pirates, and they came back and won.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I put the stat out there, and no one gave a crap. That first inning reminded me of, and it's not as big of a situation because it wasn't the last game of the season, but it felt like the Tom Glavine game of 2007, yeah. Game 162. And we just crapped the bed. Now, the good thing is there's still a
lengthy... Look, you know what's funny about the first inning? And this may be surprising. But obviously, David Peterson was just... It was a tooth extraction, as Beningo would say. 3-2 count, walk. 3-2 count, walk. 3-2 count, walk. 3-2 count, ooh, strikeout. Maybe David Peterson's going to find a way. Then he gives up the double to your best friend, Yan Gomes. Then he gives up another double to P.J. Higgins. When the inning finally ended, and look, Trevor Williams came in and actually didn't do a good job right away. He eventually got out of it and pitched well and settled in. But when they were down 6-0, and I was behind in the game because like every game I'm not at, I was at the first two games of this series. I was not at the finale because I wanted to record the Rico Bronya right after the game. Or I need a break. Maybe that was it. Or maybe my wife needed a break from me going to games. But I thought to myself, as disgusted as I was, and I was more in shock than anything. I was stunned. I think anytime you watch a baseball game and your team gives up six runs in the first inning, there's a state of shock that you're in. I actually thought to myself, sort of confidently, this is the game they break out in. Like, this would have been the perfect game to break out in. You're down 6-0. We're all depressed. We're all out of dead. And they're going to come out and they're going to rally. And what I needed to see was they needed a run in the first inning. Not two runs, not five runs, not all six runs. They needed a run. Because if you remember that game against the Pirates, the comeback that they made a year ago, I think they scored two runs right out of the gate. Something like that. If you're going to be down early, it's a nine-inning game. You can come back. Now, Trevor Williams, for the most part, has been real good. And he turned out to be real good keeping them in the game. But you can come back. And we know that the Met offense can explode at any moment. It did over the weekend against the Marlins. It did during the doubleheader game two against the Pirates. Like, it's capable of it, then it's capable of doing nothing. So I did sort of think, hey, this is the game they're going to break out in. But when they went down meekly, 1-2-3 in the first inning, even though Nimmo had a long at-bat, we should have a celebration. That, my confidence went from, I feel good, to, oh, Jesus Christ, they really? They're going to get shut down again? And they got shut down in the second inning. And the Cubs, to their credit, made some great defensive plays. Cristofor Moral, the shortstop, made a couple of outstanding plays, including that one Alonso hit that went off the pitcher, bounced towards shortstop. Moral makes a great play. Tomas Nito hits a home run. All right, 6-1. Bullpen's keeping it close. You have a chance to come back. And then they do nothing. They get a leadoff man on in the fourth inning. Okay, it's 6-1. It's only the fourth inning. This game isn't over, especially as you see that the bullpen's keeping him in it. And they do nothing. They waste Lindor on first base. Another terrible sign, because you got to chip away. You're down 6-0, 7-0, 8-0 in a game. It's not over, but you got to chip away, and you got to take advantage of the opportunities. And then the killer was the fifth inning. And you're all going to think I'm nuts, and I totally get it. It's the ultimate Monday morning quarterbacking. When they got the first two guys on in the fifth inning, and they're down 6-1, and Tomas Nito's up, and you got the top of the order coming up, I was thinking about laying down a bunt. And I know it's not the good baseball move because you're down by five runs, but the reason I thought about it is because Tomas Nito is a walking double play. He is. And the first freaking pitch is a ground ball to shortstop. Now, I admit, bunting is not a good baseball play. You're down by five runs, you can't give an out up. I'm not saying you really should have done it. I'm saying the thought went through my head because I know Tomas Nito's a walking double play. And the last thing I wanted as the Mets are beginning a rally with the top of the order coming up was the rally to be completely short-circuited. And the one thing that could do that is a double play. So again, not saying they should have bunted. It's not a good baseball play, but it crossed my mind. And then they get lucky. Think about it. They score the second run. Brandon Nimmo, it's a ground ball to third base. Patrick Wisdom just can't make the play. That's their way of chipping away? Oh, but they're giving a free base runner. They're giving an extra out. They don't take advantage of it. They go down meekly in the sixth. They put together a little rally in the seventh inning, a couple of guys on base. Nimmo taps out. Lindor grounds into a double play when they get the leadoff man on.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.